Okay, Rabbi Sai, Daf HaShuva Sunday morning, day after Shabbat Shuva, and a few days before Yom Kippur, in the middle of Parshas Hazinu, Tavshin Pei Beis. Okay, today's blot is the makor for many of the halachas of laning, many of the halachas of laning, and we are at the two dots on Daf Chof Aleph on the Beis, three lines above where the lines get wide for the first time. So the Mishnah said that on Shabbos, B'Sheni, B'Chamishi, B'Shabbos, B'Mincha, Karin Shloish, everybody knows that. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, afternoon, B'Mincha, three aliyahs. So Gemara asks, Hani Shloisha Kenegin Me, why did Klal Yisrael decide on three aliyahs? Why did Klal Yisrael decide on three aliyahs? Why not four? Why not five? Why not two? Why not one? What's three? Now, this is something which is mentioned several times in Shas. Omer Abasi, Keneged Torah Nevi'im U'Ksuvim, which is three, which is a foundational concept of three. Torah Nevi'im U'Ksuvim. You can't get much more foundational than that. Rav Amar Keneged Hanan Nevi'im V'Yisraelim, which is also rather foundational, that we have this division in Klal Yisrael of Kahanim Nevi'im and Yisraelim. Elohad Tony Rav Shimi Ain Poichzim Yipsukim Beisakineses VeYidaber Elamana Minyan. I'm not sure what the word Ella is. I don't know what you need the word Ella for. I'm not sure about that. Elohad Tony Rav Shimi. But I mean, the flow of the Gemara is that if we have three aliyahs and we have 10 psukim, so how's it going to work? That's the kasha, or the statement. Elohad Tony Rav Shimi. I don't know what the L is, I'm just not sure. Okay, Kineged me. Or Mishua ben Levi. Kineged asara bat bonim shaves a kinesis. Peled gazach. We had this mentioned earlier in Mesachas Rosh Hashanah. We had this, the side says it was Baba Kama. We had it earlier. What was that? Oh, one second. Paul Gemara is going to talk about that. Yeah, Yidaber Zolomen Aminyan, correct. Yidaber Zolomen Aminyan. That means the
pasuk.
Yidaber Hashem Moshe Leibim. As Rashi says, Yidaber Aminyan, thank you for asking me the question. Yidaber Aminyan means even though we don't necessarily learn anything from that Rashi. Rashi says up top, nine lines down, where they get after they get narrow, Yidaber Aminyan. But a minion first words in the line, Vidabra Shel Moshe La'acher Leymar, Abel Pisha Ein Lomad Mimenachlum. Unbelievable statement. Ein Lomad Mimenachlum. Pelotik Hazach. Okay. Zach Gemara.
Is it only 10 Pesukim this week?
I don't know. No.
10 or 11 for each.
Zach Gemara. If Yezom can I get Aserah Hadibreis in Ember Lomashem Bissinai. Either 10 Batlanim who sit in Shul, that's a connection to Shul, obviously, or the Asar Mamaroi, the Asar Dibras, they never see night. Then there's a Girsa Shiloh, if we have the parentheses or not. Rab Levi Omar Kedigan Asar Hilulim Shavadavim Sefer Tilim. Rab Yechon Omar Kedigan Asar Mamaroi Shabam Nivro Oilim. Hai Ninu, what are these Asar Mamaros, the 10 utterances, which is, of course, mentioned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hai Ninu, Vayomer, the Bereshis. Hanitisha, there's only nine times it says Vayomer and Bereshis. Vayomer Bereshis Hanitisha Havu. Bereshis Nami Maimer. Bereshis is also considered a Maimer. Hu Dechsiv, Vayadvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Baruch Piv Kol Sivo. Omar Ravo. Now we have a Shaila. Three Aliyahs, 10 Psukim. Who gets four Psukim? Will be nine, we have no problem. Be 12, we have no problem. 10, you cannot divide them evenly. Amar Rava, Rishon Shikara Dalit, Meshubach. If the Kohen gets four Psukim, that's good. Sheni Shikara Dalit, Meshubach, good. Shi Shikara Dalit, Meshubach. In other words, whoever gets it, that Aliyah is Meshubach. That's what it's saying. Rishon Shikara Dalit, Meshubach, how do I know that there's a Maila giving something to the Rishon? It's not, out of all the places to bring this Aloha, why should I think the Rishon has a Maila? It's fairly interesting. Why should Rishon have a Maila? Because he's Rishon, but okay, doesn't seem to be that at the start. V'sholish kupais shol sholish sholish soyin, which is in Shkolim.
Does it mention that Kohen has more chashivus, or that
No, we're not going yet with Kohen. That's not the point. Very good question as well. Everybody's asking. Okay. B'sholosh kubos b'sholosh sholosh soyin. Put in the extra word, sholosh. So sholosh sholosh soyin. Shebehen torim and esalishka. For your cost of aleim, aleph, beis, gimel. Letters are written on these three kupos, these three containers that contain the shkol. Late days, we have nitrim arishon to know which one should be taken from first. Lakri man arishon, shemitzvah barishon. That's the place in Shas. Okay, which I tell you, shemitzvah barishon. Emtzoi, shikor abba meshubach, how do you know that? The tanya mul penea menoiro yiru. Malame, shemitzade peneam klape ner marovi. But ner marovi, klape shchino. And ner marovi is klape shchino. Yam Rabbi Yochanan, Mikan Shem Tzoy Meshubach. I'll show you one second, I'm going to read this. Mikan Shem Tzoy Meshubach. Stop. Okay, now what's going on here? Take a look at Rashi first. Rav Sholem. Ner Marovi. It's about almost between a third and halfway down. The last word in the line is Ner Marovi in Rashi. The last word in the line is Ner. Ner Marovi, who Nerem Tzoy. This is the middle Ner of the seven, right? Candle, candelabra, right? Which we call the menorah. Oh, one second. Nerem Tzoy. Lama, the Yama, Neirais, the candles. Okay, remember, that door that I walked in, and we all walked in through this morning, that door is east. When you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you walked from east to west, right? Towards the front of this room, the back of this room, whatever. East to west. Now, you walked into the Heichal, which contained the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach hazov. Okay? With me? Good. The menorah, as you walked in, on the left. The menorah was on the left. Now here is the machloikah. Says Rashi, which way were the candles of the menorah lined up? The candles went north to south, which means they went from the wall. I was confused because I'm facing you. Okay, right to left, correct. Neiros sofen v'dorim munachim havim tzoy moshuch kima klapei mayru. The middle candle was closer to the west, where the Aron was and all the other candles. Okay? Now why is that? Get the picture in your mind. We have a seven-candle candelabra, which is going north to south. With me? The three candles that were on the south and the three candles on the north faced the middle candle. So where were the wicks? Where were the wicks? The wicks were leaning either towards the south side or towards the north side?
Towards the middle.
But they're on their, thank you. They were leaning towards the middle, but on their cup, the wicks were at either north end of the cup or the south end of the cup. One wick in the middle was on the west end of the cup. So therefore, it was a little bit closer. You with me? Whatever, yeah. Not by a lot, but that was enough. Therefore, it says here, back into the Gemara, the second wide line, klape ner marovi, v'ner marovi was klape shchino. A little bit, I wouldn't say convoluted, but once again, this is where we go to bring the raya.
Which were the two that didn't go out?
What's that?
The two that
but Rashi does say, in the end of that Rashi, we just read, l'man yoma, Mayrubu Mizrach Munachim. Another one says that the candles went east to west. It's a Pella to me. Once again, Pella. We had the Mishkan in the Midbar for 40 years. Right? I would assume they knew which way to put the menorah. I don't know. Then what happened after we went to Novi Giva for 14 years. And then 369 years was in Shiloh. But maybe during that, I don't know what happened the first day of the Beis HaMikdash. They had a machlokes where to put the menorah. Then it lasted 410 years. Then it was called as a bubble. Then in the Bayis Sheni, 420 years, had a machlokes the first day what to do. I don't know, it's just hard to understand. Okay, but as I state. Next. Yacharayim, third wide line now. Shekora arba meshubach. Mishamaylan b'kodesh v'loy marida. Go up. I don't know why the first is not a mile. Stop is like the first. It's hard to understand. I'm not. Clearly, what's happening here? I can tell you what the Gemara says though. Okay, that's it. Papa ikla lebekinishti. He went to shul. The Abi Govar, the Kara Rishon, and he got the first aliyah. Arba, and they gave, excuse me, he didn't get the first aliyah. They gave the first Ola four psuk. Arba, Shabkir Papa. Papa said it was good. Chaparai. Now again, they didn't know where to stop. What's the answer? Things were fluid. They were still fluid. They knew they had three aliyahs. They knew it was Hamsukim. Would he stop Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon? That was not so posh. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Still a couple parshas where there's the Monday, Thursday where it's not so clear. Siddurim have this, some Siddurim have that.
Ain poich zeman be masifet aleihem new gemara two dots six lines up from the bottom. We don't decrease the amount of aliyahs and we don't increase the amount of aliyahs. Start up pesach mevorach lefanel v'achayse mevorach acharel. And in those days, the first ola made one bracha, and the last ola made one bracha. V'idna the kulu mevorach lefanel v'acharel. Nowadays, everybody makes two brachas. Pelti gezach v'ho'idna. What does Vehoid mean nowadays? What's nowadays referring to? What days? Yeah, Vada's time. Well, this is a Brisa. No. This is a Brisa. We know the Kulu Mavarkal Vanilla Karel Hainu Taima, the Tekina Rabbanan. Why? Zeri Misham Nechnasim Misham Ayotzim. Okay, this is something which is going to carry us through a little bit in the Gemara. It says in the Gemara, Misham Hanechnasim. Take a look in Rashi, please. 10 lines up from the bottom. I'll take your question in a second, Reb David. Colin, look at the Rashi. She'im yikones odom v'sekineses acha shebirech orisho. If somebody comes in late, after the first one made an aliyah, after the first one made a bracha of his aliyah, v'mo yishmas acheiru b'vorachim, yoybar, ain bracha b'tar l'fanel. You don't make a bracha. U'mishom ha'yoytzim, le'shomas acheisim b'vorach l'acharel, rishonim lo'y birchu, yoymar v'tzayim, yoymar ha'yoytzim, ain bracha b'tar l'acharel. There's no bracha afterwards. So in order to make sure that there wasn't such a mistake, it decided everybody should make a bracha before and after, which of course lends itself to a gevaldik shaila of bracha levatol. So if you didn't need it, all of a sudden we're instituting two brachas, everybody else. Seven aliyah Shabbos morning, they had two brachas. Now seven aliyah Shabbos morning, we have 14 brachas. Because of the guys who came late and left early. Yes?
Reb Shalom should have asked, where does the brisa end?
Yeah, okay, I was thinking about that when you asked. I answered you that I thought V'idna is part of the Brisa. It could be not.
But it's all going to change the Aramaic suddenly.
Yeah. It could be V'idna is the Amaroim.
It amplifies your question. Like, well, how did they have Rishus to change?
Yeah. I don't know. That Kasha is really asked, but it's discussed by the Chuvus Ksam Sefer and the Sasemes. That how can it be? How can it be?
Rabbi,
yes.
This is coming back. He didn't come late. He's missed. He not late.
Well, it could be he came on time and went out to go to the bathroom and came back in. I don't know. I like the question. What's going on here? And why do we make it to Kona for people who come late? B'chlal, the whole Gemara is... again, listen. I said it might be... This whole Gemara is, you know, it's Geshmaka Gemara, it's a Makor, but like everything else we learned, you know, we need a week of, you know, of 2-3 hours a day to figure out exactly what's going on.
It is comforting to know that they, some things don't change, you know, in Russia, the shul, the lay, okay.
Zok Taylor,
issues with the last 2,500 years.
Four lines on the bottom. Russia, Chadoshim, Chalashamoy, Arba. Then you get to four. Boy mei ula barav mei rov. Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Ketzad Kerenesel. Now we have a problem. Okay, let's introduce the problem. Rabbi Saisa, we'll get to see what the problem is. A person who gets an aliyah should not end his aliyah two psukim from a peyer asamach. Can't do that.
What?
A peyer asamach, you know what I'm talking about? Now, so too, a person should not start an aliyah two psukim away from a peyer asamach. Okay, now, here we have a problem with Shchedesh. What's our problem? The first part of the leaning of Rosh Chodesh is 8 psukim. No. It's 8 psukim. Till the first pay is 8 psukim. 8 psukim. Then we lay in the parasha of Shabbos, which is 2 psukim. Then we lay in the parasha of Rosh Chodesh, which is 5 psukim. So we got a problem here. What are we going to do with the aliyahs? We got to give 4 aliyahs. We have 8 psukim. Then we have 2 psukim. Then we have 5 psukim. The Zokti Yamar. Boy mene ula barav me rova. Pashas Rosh Chodesh, Ketzad Karyonasa. Ketzad Karyonasa. Michael Schwabach, you sit in the back over there.
Yeah.
Ula, is it a Meira?
I think so.
Yeah, when do you think so? Ula ba rav me rova. He asked a shalom rova. Rova is it a Meira?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ula is asking a shalom from rova. Ketzad, what does Ketzad mean? How what?
What?
Boy, mine ula barav mirova. Parshas Rosh Chodesh Ketzad Karyonasa. So, what does Ketzad mean? How? What? What?
What's the process of doing it?
Rava was an Amira. What were they doing for hundreds of years before Rava? What is this Kasha Ketzad? What's going on about? I never understand these Gemaras. Ketzad. What do you mean Ketzad? What did you do last Rosh Chodesh? Rava. Rava. You have 2 Rabbeim. One was named Rava, one was named Rav Yosef. What did they do? Rav and Rav Yosef had 2 Rabbeim. What? Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda had 2 Rabbeim. Rav and Shmuel. I mean, what's going on here? Rav and Shmuel had a Rebbe. His name was Rebbe. What's happening here?
Rashi and Ben Atamtzon.
Yeah, Rashi and Ben Atamtzon is a great show.
That wasn't their machlokas.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really...
Yeah.
Really, you know, they're speaking it out. That's okay. It could be
Ketzad
Karyonasa. They already had the Masorah to do, but they.
I hate to break it to you. If you've ever lived in Eretz Yisrael and you will hear leaning of Rosh Chodesh, you will know it's different than what we do here because they follow the going. Okay. Zakti Yamara, what are you going to do? Karyonasa. Ketzad Karyonasa. Tzabis B'nai Yeshua Matalei Miskobodi Lachmi Havian Tam Ne Psuki. It's a Psuki. Hey Chinavi, what are you going to do? Nikri Trey, give 2. Oh, good. Give 2 people ears. Each one get 4. Right, Nikri Trey, Tosa, give each person 3, can't do it. Give each person 3 psukim, Parsha Lutre, you got 2 left over. They Misharim Parsha Bogum Mishloshi, you don't leave over less than 3 psukim. They Misharim Parsha Bogum Mishloshi psukim. Nikri Arba Abba. So what do I do? Give each one 4, that's fine. Then Parsha Lushiva, you got 7 left over. We have Mishabas having Trey, your Mishabas only 2. Rosh Hashanah having Chamisha, it's 5. Hechin Abba, what are you going to do over there? Nikri Trey, so give 1, 2. Meha, v'chad mehanach, and one of the other, a new blood and shas, that from beis of an alf meseches megillah, ema aschilim beparshas bochum beparshas bochum b'shloshim besukim. As we just said, you can't start a parsha less than 3 psukim away from a pay. Likri trei meha utlasa mehach. So we're going to give the 3rd ola 2 psukim from Shabbos and 3 psukim from Chodesh. Parsha lutrei left over 2 psukim. We can't do that. Amaloi zuloi shamati. What is zuloi shamati? Zuloi shamati. I've written down a slide of my Gemara from years ago. Kosha tuva, eich shayach loy mezula shamati, al kriyas Rosh Chodesh. Sister, come ask this kasha. Okay, but it's a fascinating issue.
What didn't he hear? These suggestions?
I don't want to. Zula shamati. Kiyetzeva shamati. What's kiyetzeva shamati? The Tanan, in our previous Masechta of Tainus. The Yom Risha, in the time of the Mishnah, Yom Risha, this is talking about the Mamadosh, when they're talking about fasting and what they lain. Yom Risha, Bereshis, for Yerikia, Betoni Allah, Bereshis, Beshnayim. Yerikia, Beachod. Can't be. Avinimbo, Bishlam, Yerikia, Beachod. That's 5, that's 3 psukim. The Tlasa Psukahavi. Ela Bereshis, Beshnayim, Chamisha Psukahavi, it's 5 psukim. Betanya. That's a rule. And I look at every year less than 3 psukim in aliyah. V'yitmar Allah. V'yitmar Allah. And what does it say about these mamadis? What do they do? Rav omad doileg. Here we go. Rav omad doileg. Shmuel omad paisek. Take a look at Rashi. 4th line from the top, the last wide line. Hasheni choyzer umastil posik shigom aboy shalofano. The Sheni reads a posik back from what the first Ola did. Do we do that?
Yes.
That's what you do on Rosh Chodesh.
Why is that called Dole?
It's a good question.
He started
with the 2 psukim
from when there's only 2 psukim before. He started less than.
Yeah, okay, hold on, hang on. Rabba, my time, What does pasig mean? Split a pasig in half. Split a pasig in half. Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah.
So, Zakti Yamara.
With brachas before and after?
Yep. Yes. Rava, Udoyli, Maitam, Lo, Paisa, Kosovako, Psuka, Lo, Paski, Moshe, Anan, Lo, Paskin, and Lo. It is a very famous rule which has problems. Zeis, Hatoyra, Shesham, Moshe, Hashesham, Moshe. It's half a pasig.
Same thing about Shem Hashem.
What? Shem Hashem? That Kasha, yes, or Moshe Feinstein myself.
What
do you say? Moshe Feinstein said during tefillah is okay. For tefillah, it's okay. That's what he told me. I asked him, how do you say it? Those people who say the Sheish Zechroinus, if there's anybody left at this door who knows, says Sheish Zechroinus. It's in the Siddur, you know, after davening. The Animam is in Sheish Zechroinus. In my Siddur, I added in the rest of the pasuk. It's also not a complete pasuk. I don't remember. I asked that to Ramesh as well. Ramesh Feinstein. Cohen. We split it. I was teaching. What am I going to do over here? He said, okay, if you're teaching the kids, you can do it. Why'd you let it for the kids? It's impossible. The kids can't process an entire pasuk at one time. You had to split the pasuk. There's no way out. Why do you say your question, Mike. That's the problem. So if you read three for the first one, what do you do? Why didn't you read the pasuk twice? Man the pasuk nafsik shani asam. The Efsha Bahachi, because you can go further. Whenever it's Efsha Bahachi, that's what you do. We don't like reading one pasuk twice. And we don't like splitting a pasuk up. Amram Tanchum, Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Halacha, Ki Yeshayimim. The Halacha is like the Yeshayim of this Brisa. Let's read the Yeshayim again so we'll know it, because the Gemara is going to talk about it a few times. Shleisha, Yeshayim, Shleisha, Levi, Yeshayim, Asilim, Aparsha, Pachim, Shleisha, Pesukim. So Yomarv, Yomar Tachon, Rabbi Shuvah Levi, Kishem Hashem Asil and Parsha, Bipachot, Begim, Pesukim. We don't give a Parsha less than three Pesukim. Kishem Hashem Asil and Parsha, Bipachot, Begim, Pesukim. Kachim Meshayrin, the Parsha, Bipachot, Begim, Shloisha Pesukim. Pshita, Hashem Aschalta, the Komekil, Tanakamu, the Tanakamu is Mekil, Machmire Yeshayimim, Shio, the Machmu Tanakamu, the Koshikin, the Machmire Yeshayimim. Of course they're going to say you can't do that. Mount the table. Nichnosen Shkichi. Colin, people come late. Yoitzin, to walk out. In the middle of laning, loishchichi. By the way, Rabbi, I want to tell you something. If you walk into a base manager and they're laning, you can't walk out during an aliyah. Kovat HaTayr, you cannot walk out of that room.
In the middle of
an aliyah. You have to wait for the break. Zok, the Yomar, Amad HaTayr, Menechlos, Nishchichi, Yoitzin, Loishchichi, the Manchi, Sefer Torah, Venafki. Sefer Torah is open and he walks out. Kamash Milon. If somebody comes in late, he'll ask a shiloh, what's going on? Look at that person. His name is Rabba. He's the son of Rabba, and he asked Rav Yosef. You do what Rav says, that's what we do. We read the pasuk over again. Who reads the pasuk over again? The middle person. Maybe let me see the clock, Colin. Turn it to me so I can see it. Let me see it.
There's a shachris.
7:15.
Oh, if you said slichas, right? Then yes. We're saying slichas at 35, right?
No, yes, 25.
25. Yeah, we got 5 minutes. Zakti Yomara. Zok the Gemara, two dots now in the first white lines. Klal Kosheish by Musa. If they has Musa be by Lutina Sibo Bekamo, how many people laying on a Tina Sibo, which you asked before, Reb David? How many people laying on a Tina Sibo? Zok Gemara, Rishchaydesh, Umaye, Rishchaydesh, and Chalamaydik, a carbon is a carbon Musaf. Arba, fourly is Avohacha, but here, there's no carbon Musaf on a Tina Sibo. Like a Musaf, Loy, Idulma, Havinami, Eka, Musaf. Not Musaf. Moisif tefillah. What do? You say aneinu. Because you say aneinu, therefore the halacha is, you can have a fourth aliyah. Toshma, b'nishka doshim, b'chol ushim hoyt, carry now by your head, four. Habatinus, habatinus sibur, gibel. That's the mashmos. Eim ha-resha, b'shein b'chamishi b'shabbos, u'mincha, b'sheini, b'chamishi, b'shabbos mincha, carry gibel. Habatinus sibur, arbo. El-mo'lak el-mashmo, you know, something we had many times in Shas, you can't bring a riot. So what's the, what are you going to do now? Toshma. The rab iklu lebavu rabu lebavu b'tayin esibu kam kora b'sifra. He got in the liya pasach baruch. He made a bracha b'chosim and he finished loy baruch. He didn't make a bracha. Nafal kuli alma an payu. Everybody fell for tachnin for avloy nafal alape. We're going to talk about that later. Michli rab Yisrael kora. Rab got the liya of Yisrael. So what do you mean he didn't make a bracha at the end? My time b'chosim loy baruch. Lav mishum it must be. He got an aliyah and a tiny sibur. He must have gotten the Yisrael aliyah, and he didn't end with a bracha. Why? Mishum the boiler mikrachrina, because there must have been another ola afterwards. Achrina basrei. Loi, 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 loi. Rav b'kahani kro. Rav got the aliyah of koyin. He's not a koyin. Rav Huna kari b'kahani. Rav Huna was called up as a koyin. Bishlem Rav Huna kari b'kahani was called up for the first aliyah. Do afilo Rav Amir Rav Asi b'kahani chashiva. Even though they were chashiva, they were the most kosher b'kahanim. They are Yisrael, make of kai fule Rav Huna. They were mavatal themselves to Rav Huna. Therefore, Rav Huna was the greatest, and therefore he got the aliyah as not as a koyin. He got the aliyah of the first ola and makom the koyin. The Rav Hoyka Shmuel. The Kahana Shmuel was a Kohen. Have V'dover Allah Shmuel. V'dover Allah. Shmuel Nami Kayef. Shmuel Nami Makef Ami Kayef Leila Rav. It seems like Rav was about himself to Shmuel. No. Shmuel was about himself to Rav. For Rav would never look covered. Rav gave Shmuel covered by letting him in the door first. But Rav was Zichar the more prominent, and therefore he got the first aliyah. Hang on. And when did he give him covet? Only Bafanov. So Bafanov Lay Stavra. It must be the Rav got the first aliyah. The Rav Kani Krah. The Yisrael Gadaita be Yisrael Krah if he got the third aliyah. Lefonah, my time of Baruch. Why did he make a bracha beforehand? The Achat Akana, because it was after the Akana. Here's your answer. Amaroyim. Rav was the first of the Amaroyim, and he already had the Akana. Ihochi La'achre Nami Lavrich. He should have made a bracha afterwards. Shani Hecha the Yosef. Shani. Hechad Yosef Rav, the Me'ayil Aili, turn over please, Mefik Loi Nafki. People never walked out. Rashi said in the top line, Hilkach Levadel, Baruch Gezeru B'Shem Enechnosen, Kirim Eliyel, Lachey Eloi Baruch. It was not Chayish. It says the Gemara Toshma. What's, do we have a Raya? Zachlal. Kosheish Vei Bittol Melocho Li'am. You're going to say in the Sibu of a Tisha, where people will lose time from work. We spoke about this last week. You got to go to work. Kirim Gimel. Shame a bit of malach liyam. Give me Rashi Chadoshim v'chal shomoi. But people don't work as much. Karen Dalit Shma Mino. We have four aliyahs. Rashi says a whole shtickle Torah here. It's good to look through the Rashi. What do you mean we don't work in Rishchaydish? Women don't work in Rishchaydish. Women don't work in Rishchaydish, which is the big issue. I was once at a gathering. I don't remember what it was for. Russian Jewry. I don't know what the tumult was about. It was a gangsta, and it's called a tainus. And they laned, they called the Titus and they laned, and Reb Moshe Feinstein got the first aliyah. The undisputed Gadol HaDor got the first aliyah. It's somewhere on a TV screen somewhere, because it was the TV was there, and they took videos of it. My videos were not around, they took movies or whatever you call it. Let's go jump by the verse, Omer Ravashi, Vanan Moitanan Hochi. Money. What are you doing? The Mishnah says no. Like Tana Kabbalah Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya Chol Yos B'Sheni B'Chamishi befalls on Sheni B'Chamishi. Kerin Gimel After Echad. B'Shlishi Rabbi Kerin Echad After Echad. Rabbi Yosi only Elam Kerin Gimel After Echad. Every Tana Via says you only get either three Aliyahs or one Aliyah. Number holds four Aliyahs and a Tainus. Yelakash is Aklal. Loi Lasir Rishchayde Shemoyit. Look, so what are you going to do with Zach Klal? What's it coming to include? It can't be coming to include in Shredish and Chalamite. It says it in Befeirish in our Mishnah. Don't think Yontif Chalamoy. Ki Adori Ninu, they're the same. Yontif and Chalamoy are the same. Okay, I call up Yodcha. Called the Tofile Milsa. If you add on, Mechavre, Tofile Gavre, you have more Elias. Hilton, here we are, the end of the Gemara. Birish Chaydish, Umayit, Dika Kram Musaf, Karin Arba. Biyontif, the Yosef Messias Malacha, Chamisha. Biyami Kippurim, Yenish Karis, Shisha. Shabbos, it's a skila, shiva. And that's, of course, what we do. Yeah, what? Okay. Father, we say Yom Kippur now. Thank you very much on the shir. That is before Yom Kippur. Thank you very much, Mark. And Lamaisa, that's what we do, Rabbi Isai. As we all know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 is for Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, and Tanesim. 4 is Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. 5 is Yontif, 6 is, 7 is, and then does, how many Elias in Chanukah?
3.
How many Elias in Purim?
3.
That's because, what? No Musa. Very good, Rabbi Isai. Hatzlacha, Rabbi. Thank you for the brachas for myself. We should all be Zeichet to Hatzlacha.